good morning, Mark.
Before we get into the games, just a few things. I see your Pies have secured a spot now in the eight, which is great.
Yeah, I'm starting to worry about that because Jordan DeGoey back and Treloar back just helped them enormously, didn't he? And it was nice to see Nathan Buckley said it. Gee, it might not be all about system. It actually might be about some talent on the ground, which is lovely of him to do that.
Tell me, Canelio getting dropped, and I know there's a bit of pressure around some people saying he should be at least brought back for this, for the last game of the season. But what's the situation? Just poor form, or do you think it's more than that?
Oh, no, I think it was form. But see, I was always of the belief, and we went through that with Taylor Walker for the Crows last year. And as captain, I just think morally, I could never do it. I think you find a way around it. You know, just put him on the bench for a game and just let him come off, you know, without pressure, or play him behind the ball just to get a few kicks, play him in the forward pocket. Just, you know, he's a captain. You know, you put all that energy and effort into it. And, you know, I just think sometimes you lose a bit as a club. I know it's a gutsy call from Leon Cameron, but it's not one that I would make, because I think you've got to try and get... You put him captain for a reason, all the other things, as well as football.
Yeah. And certainly from a confidence viewpoint and a relationship viewpoint going forward, it would make it hard, I would have thought, right over the whole summer with that sitting in the back of your mind.
Yeah, the last one to do it, I believe, was John Worsfold when Mick Malthouse dropped him for that final series all those years ago. So, and I know, I don't think there's a lot of love lost between those two. And it's just one of those things, I think you can find a way around it if you really look for it.
No love lost between a footballer and Mick Malthouse? Gee, there's something you don't see every day, is it?
Well, obviously he was a premiership captain for him, because I know, because I was coaching Geelong at the time on the end of their two wins. But yeah, it was sort of a bit messy in the end. But anyhow, that's you know, the coach is there to make those decisions. That I just wouldn't. It's not something that I did, and I wouldn't go there. Yeah, for that reason, I think there's lots of other stuff you can do.
Number of retirements. First, I want to just talk about the Carlton boys cheering off Bryce Gibbs. You got an issue with that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah?
I thought there could have been a Crow and a Carlton player underneath him, or at least get an Adelaide Football Club player walk off with them, very close to them, you know. I just thought he's at that club now. He's only been there a couple of years, we know that, 3 years, but... It was fine for the Carlton blokes, but I just reckon you've got to acknowledge that the fact that... I know you must have spoken to Rory Sloane, the captain, but I personally didn't like it. I thought the Crows players could have been a bit more involved, just even the walk or help carry.
Yeah.
I get he played a lot of years at Carlton. I just didn't like it.
Yeah, okay. And, some other retirements and some who've chalked up a big number of games.
Yeah, Cade Simpson, of course. A lot of Carlton people around that Bendigo area, mate. Yeah, they, Kate, 342 games. What a lovely career he's had. It's a shame, didn't play in a lot of winning teams as compared to some guys, but he was a terrific player and deserves his third placing in the all-time list of Carlton players. That's great, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. Alrighty, we better get stuck into this round, bloody. Tonight, North Melbourne versus West Coast at Metricon.
Yeah, terrible season for North Melbourne. West Coast should win this and win it pretty comfortably and hold their position on the ladder.
St Kilda and the Giants. Giants have... what's gone wrong there?
Yeah. Everyone rates them. They just haven't had a very good year. I don't know. Maybe the hub life. Who knows? St Kilda, you know, they've had a good year. They've bounced back from not being in the final. So I'm picking the form side at the moment, St Kilda.
Okay. Essendon and Melbourne.
Yeah, well... Does anyone remember what happened to them too for the year? I'm picked Melbourne with no confidence at all.
Right. Adelaide Crows, gee, three on the trot. Amazing what a bit of confidence, and all of a sudden you sort of see the game plan starting to become evident and up against Richmond.
Yeah, amazing. Story during the week, of course, Mark, that Rory Sloane spoke to Matthew Nix, the coach, the young coach, and said, the language that you're using, no one understands. Could you do something different? Whatever that all that meant.
Right.
Anyhow, since that time, they've won their last three games. It's an amazing story, which hasn't been made much of, but good on Matthew Nix for taking advice from the captain.
Yeah, absolutely.
Richmond to win, though.
Did the players understand quite clearly what you were saying, Malcolm?
No, not always. No, I reckon players have only got one ear, only when you say good things to them.
Yeah. All right, the Lions and Carlton at the Gabba.
Yeah, no, Brisbane too good for Carlton. Once again, been disappointing year for Carlton.
The Hawks and the Suns at the Adelaide Oval.
Yeah, I watched Hawthorn live last week playing the Bulldogs, and they were poor, one goal to half time. But Gold Coast have run out a bit of a puff like they've done the last couple of years, actually. So I've picked Hawthorn, but once again, not with a lot of confidence.
We've talked about Sydney being obviously a little bit up and down, young side, etc. Cats didn't have a good game last weekend. So could this one be a bit closer than some people would think?
Probably, but I think, you know, they're getting some troops back, Geelong, and they're going to have a really good hit out before the finals. And so a couple of their stars back in, I think they'll account for Sydney.
Okay. Frio and the Bulldogs.
Bulldogs were good. Watched them live last week, and they were really good. Bontempelli's a really good player, the captain, the new young captain. Frio's had a pretty good year, I reckon, under the new coach, Justin Longmuir. But I still think the Bulldogs will win that at Casale Stadium's up in Cairns.
Okay. And finally, Collingwood and Port Adelaide at the Gabba. This could be a preview of things to come, eh?
Yeah. I'm going to pick Port Adelaide only because they're sitting on top of the ladder. They probably haven't got the recognition they have. They've sat there all year, you know, from round one. It's an amazing effort. And I think Collingwood, although getting a few of those good players back, I just think Port Adelaide, this is something where they need to nail with their teeth, you know, to show that they are the real deal come finals.
Yeah. All right, Malcolm, next week we preview the finals. Can't wait.
Good on you, mate.
Good on you, mate. Take care.